試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2019年度第3回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has three parts. All of the questions in these three parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part one. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Ms. Anderson, I'd like to reserve my summer holidays.
No problem, Jeff. Which week would you like?
July 3rd to the 10th.If possible.
That might be a problem. I'm scheduled for that week.
That's too bad. My parents are visiting then, and I don't see them very often.
Tell you what, Jeff, I think I can be flexible.
Really?
Yes. I'll book a different week. It's important for you to spend time with your family.
That's very kind of you.
Question. What will the woman do?
Number 2.
It says in the paper that the coach of the Springfield Hawks got fired.
Really? I know the team hasn't been doing well this season, but was he that bad?
Apparently, last week's loss was too much for the owners.
Well, considering the amount they're paying him, you would have expected the team to win more games.
Still, I think the owners' ambitions were too high.
That's probably true.
Question. Why do these people think the coach lost his job?
Number 3.
So, Michelle, how are your studies going?
College is great, Dad, but I'm considering switching my major to finance.
Really?But you've wanted to be a doctor since you were little.
Actually, I think that's what you've wanted for me. I've realized going into business appeals to me much more.
But as a doctor, you could help so many people.
Maybe, but I'd be happier doing something I enjoy, Dad.
Question. Why is the man concerned?Number 4.
Hi, Liz. How was the photography exhibition about the Arctic?
Fascinating. You should have come. The photographer had taken all the photos from a helicopter.
They must have been beautiful.
Well, actually, they were a bit depressing. They showed how Arctic ice and animal habitats are disappearing.
I didn't know that was the point of the exhibition.
Me neither. But I learned a lot about how humans are destroying the world around us.
Question. What does the woman say about the exhibition?
Number 5.
Honey, the house needs to be painted.
I know, but we need to replace the roof first. We can't patch it up any more than we already have.
Well, we can't afford to get both done.
The painting can wait until next year.
I suppose you're right. Some of the roof tiles are falling off again.
It's our only choice, unless you want a flood in the living room.
Question. What does the couple decide to do?
Number 6.
Ray Collins from SolarTech called. I gave him your cell phone number, so he might call you.
Oh, no. I think he wants to meet for lunch next week.
Is there a problem? I thought SolarTech was one of your best clients.
It is, but I already have lunchtime appointments every day next week.
Just be straight with him. I'm sure he'll understand.
I hope so. The week after is no good either. I'll be on vacation.
Question. Why is the woman unable to meet Ray Collins next week?
Number 7.
Was Anna at the staff meeting this week?
No, she wasn't. That's the third one in a row.
That's unacceptable. What was her excuse?
She said she was meeting a client. But when she came back to the office, I noticed she had gotten her hair cut.
She really needs to shape up. Her sales performance isn't bad, but if she doesn't change her attitude soon, she's going to be out of a job.
I'll speak with her today.
Question. What is the problem with Anna?
Number 8.
We need to talk about the promotion I was offered, honey. My boss needs an answer next week.
The offer's great. The problem is the relocation.
You could probably find work in Leicester.
But I like my job here. And Leicester is far from our families.
Maybe I should just decline.
Let's not be hasty. I'll check out some options in Leicester.
I don't want you making huge sacrifices on my behalf.
Well, maybe we can find a solution. Let's look into it.
Question. What does the man suggest?
Number 9.
Hey, how was your high school reunion last weekend?
It was okay. I don't think I'll go to the next one, though.
Why not? Didn't a lot of people turn up?
Actually, there were tons of people there.
Well, it must have been good to catch up with people you haven't seen for years.
But I never really enjoyed high school that much. I didn't fit in. So even last weekend, it wasn't easy to chat with people.
Fair enough. I guess reunions aren't for everyone.
Question. What does the woman say about the reunion?
Number 10.
How about taking a trip to Las Vegas in April? I've found some fantastic hotel deals online for weekdays.
Sounds great, but I'm pretty busy at work. I could probably manage a weekend, though.
But rooms are a lot more expensive on weekends, and the city will be packed.
Well, my supervisor might let me take a couple of days off during the week.
Well, check on that soon. We need to make reservations early to get a good deal.
Question. What does the man want the woman to do?
Number 11.
Can you give me a hand?
Sure. What are you doing?
I want to hang these paintings your mother gave us in the living room. I need your thoughts on the arrangement.
Okay, but I thought we were going to hang them in the bedroom.
We were, but I don't think they match the design there.
Maybe you're right. And putting them in the living room means my mom can enjoy seeing them when she visits.
Question: What does the woman think about the paintings?
Number 12.
Have you seen my wallet?
Isn't it on the hall table?
No, I must have left it somewhere else. My keys, too. I checked in the kitchen, but they're not there.
If you just put your things on the hall table whenever you come in, you wouldn't waste so much time looking for them.
Okay, but that doesn't help me find them now.
They're probably in your suit jacket in the closet.
Question: What does the woman want the man to do?